Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm Tim with Tim and Justin.
How's it going, everybody?
What's going on?
All right, guys. And this week, we're following up our previous episode, more with the Sumerians.
Yeah, man. This has actually been, like, pretty fun to talk about, honestly.
There's a fucking ton to them.
Yeah. I was like doing some research, man. And it's just, it's like, wow. The stuff on these guys is just insane.
How people have not heard of these guys blows my mind. Like, how have you not heard of them before? You know what I mean? They're pretty important.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of everything else.
Dude, we know all this about them, and they still have so much more they haven't even decrypted yet. Mm-hmm. You know, like, translated, sorry.
Well, I mean, I get it, though. I mean, it's a fucking dead language, man, for, like, thousands of years.
Yeah,
it's not like there's somebody that speaks it fluently or they can just take them to and be like, read these weird, like,
they don't have like a Rosetta marks, like the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah,
for the Egyptians, how they were able to, newest form was on the bottom and then they worked the way up.
Yeah.
The oldest or however.
Well, like if you look at those tablets, dude, it legitimately looks like just like tick marks.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? Like in weird, like sometimes they're diagonal.
Either weird angles or reversed or so like how do they all look pretty much the same? It all looks like almost the same word over and over.
It's like a secret code. You know what I mean? That like, I mean, only the people that made it can read the fucking thing, you know? But so, I mean, so like the last time we were with the Sumerians, we were talking about like how like lower class, like poor people like us could eventually, you know, damn near probably work yourself to death, but yeah, you could move up. I mean, they weren't stuck in that same spot.
Yeah, they weren't forbidden to move.
Right. So it was a pretty big deal. You know what I mean? Like there wasn't like a caste system or anything like that, where if you were born to be a farmer, you're always going to be that.
Yeah.
You and your entire family forever. You know what I mean? Like that was going to be your station in life, but not with the Sumerians.
Yeah, which is pretty like forward thinking. For such an ancient culture like that, you know, people like a lot of other people, civilizations around that time were not thinking like these guys were.
No,
absolutely not. They were more patriarchal monarchy, like, you know, men ran shit, kings ran shit.
I don't think anybody was thinking like these guys or even close to it.
Bro, there's countries to this day, 5,000 years later, that still don't think like that.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think you would have had like the Greeks would have been the closest civilization that had their, but even then they still had that caste system going.
I mean, maybe Vikings, because you know women had it pretty good in the Viking culture too. I mean, they were able to divorce. They were able to own businesses, court dispute.
Land.
Yeah, land. Like, I mean, that was
not to mention they were allowed to go into battle.
Yeah, as a shield maiden.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean,
goddamn Vikings. Every chance you get to squeeze something about the Vikings, and you do.
Yeah, you know. Every time.
All right. So, like, continuing in the fashion of like, you know, being able to move up and like the way that they structured their class system, you know, I mean, or lack thereof, I guess. Let's talk about the women for a little bit, right? Because they had a pretty decent amount of, I guess, what you'd call freedom in that time. Clearly not, you know, like it is today. You know what I mean? Not anywhere near it, but comparative.
They weren't so far below men.
Right.
That they were just thought of as like objects.
Yeah.
You know,
floor property. Yeah. I mean, it's like to touch on what you just said when you said comparatively.
Yeah.
I mean, comparatively, they're probably more advanced for their time than, you know, some societies right now.
For sure. It was really comparatively like to other cultures at that time, you know, where, well, it wasn't so much like this, you know, and, you know, it was like, it's, you know, moving forward thousands of years and now we're kind of where we're at, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of the same ideas are around now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or specifically, you know, in America, because that's what we have our reference to, you know what I mean? But I guess probably in England, you know, shit like that. Any place that speak English, I guess you're okay.
Yeah, I think like, you know, any basically freedom, like democracy type run country.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
But even then, it took them thousands of years to catch up to that, though, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
well, they were burning women to the ground, literally.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you know what
I mean?
for being witches.
Yeah,
yeah, women. After the Sumerians, women had a rough go of it for
they some drinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right up until about, you know, like 17th, 18th century. Even then, they still had it pretty rough, man. I mean
really, dude, even thinking like about
19th century.
Not even that, like think about like 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to what they have now compared to what they did then, you know.
Yeah, it's not it's not the same, you know, anymore.
No.
It's not the same anymore. So, like, I mean, they were allowed to like go to the marketplace, was kind of a big deal. They were allowed to buy and sell goods on their own. They like didn't need like their husbands with them or whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever that rule would be. And they were able to start their own business, like be like an entrepreneur, essentially. You know what I mean? Because it was good for the community. And that's really what mattered to them the most, it seemed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
More of a community.
Just that alone. Just the fact that they're able to run their own business.
Yeah.
Is gigantic for the time.
Yeah.
Like, that was not something that would ever be thought of.
Right.
And got to keep the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
the work and hand it off to the husband.
Yeah, like the old man ain't coming in just snatching up every dollar they made for the day.
Well, I think this is probably where prostitution came from, because it was a lot easier to be a prostitute than it was to like run a small business.
Yeah, to be a merchant.
Yeah. Like, just like, you know, this is easier. I'm still giving the money to the guys. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, now I'm just not working as hard.
So like female members of the upper class, like those like royal family kind of shit. And like the ones who gave themselves up to be priestesses for the temples and the ziggurats and all that. They were allowed to read and write. Female members of the upper class, those like the, you know, like the royal family and the ones that gave themselves up as, you know, to become priestesses at the temples, they were allowed to they're allowed to be taught how to read and write, which is so stupid. Like, why isn't everybody allowed to just, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why does that make you, like, wouldn't that be good for everybody? Like, if it was good for the community to start your own business, why isn't it good for everybody if you, like, not right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Because even though they were pretty progressive, women were still below men.
That's true.
Because every man.
They weren't equal, for sure.
No, every man went to school.
Right.
Every boy went to learn how to read and write, to learn the history of the Sumer and all that. But
right. I mean, but like learning how to read and write, like, wait, well, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it was for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially back then.
Yeah. Again, it was like a pretty progressive idea that they had, you know, which seems to be kind of the idea behind their civilization. You know what I mean? So it was like, it was ahead of its time.
Yeah,
I think And like, not only were they allowed to read and write and like own their own business, but the members of the community also like trusted them to have jobs in this, you know, Sumerian government and to be a part of like, you know, the decision-making process that affected everybody. And
see, right there is where it's like huge for women.
Yeah.
Is the decision like actually being able to take part in making decisions about the city state.
Yeah.
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 Like,
yeah.
The jobs in government, you mean, dude, like even, you know, you can think of like a secretary, but they wouldn't have been a CEO. You know what I mean?
Right.
That kind of deal.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they were allowed to like do, you know, high level government jobs and then, you know, like other part, like essentially, you know, like government jobs for the cities and the towns and all that. They were allowed to have those positions and nobody thought anything up.
Oh, and to get back what you were saying about, you know, owning your own business and, you know, being, including, you know, the decision-making process of the city and, the, you know, in the city towns.
Right.
I mean, you know, it was like getting back to what you were saying earlier. The better, even, you know, the more informed your, I don't know, I guess you would call it your townsfolks would be.
Yeah.
And the more businesses they own, you know, it's just like anywhere, man, almost like, you know, it's almost kind of like capitalism where like, the better than businesses do, and the more informed they are, the better off
everybody
the city is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it makes perfect sense that, you know, bring everybody up.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's why
like an unstoppable society at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why that's one of the reasons why they lasted so long, because they put a huge emphasis on like education.
They would have lasted longer without the infighting, but
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if they had banded together, they might, you know.
Well, I mean, it's like
still
that still happens now. Look at like dickheads on Reddit. You know what I mean? It's like a bunch of smart people. So some of those folks are pretty smart, man, but they just go on there to blast other people for not being quite as smart as they are.
Yeah.
And they're essentially infighting because it's probably mostly Americans.
Most likely.
Kind of like the sad state of our country right now with all the infighting. If we just realize it's the government that's against us all.
Yeah, it wasn't like that though for these guys.
You know, the better off we would be, but the power goes to the people, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was almost like these guys they gave them almost. Yeah, they had a king, but you know, they almost gave them that power to the people.
Yeah, it pretty much was that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's like what last episode we were talking about, where the king had to pay
for his own shit,
his own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't above anybody else.
Right.
Just because he
economically
was
speaking. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he was probably just paying them with their own money.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
probably
he still was paying it.
Yeah, but either way,
he wasn't holding on to the money.
Right.
Yeah, you know, he was putting it back into their economy.
Right.
You know, it kind of goes like our faith leaders, you know, the way they pay for stuff is with our money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? But I do know. You know, for the men back then, though, bro, like, you know, when them boys were in school, man, you know, I seen some shit, bro. Like, if you were slacking in your studies, like, you got disciplined by the teacher, by, like, the dean, you know what I mean? Like, whatever they call them, you know what I mean? By, like, the headmaster or whatever.
Then you got
like,
home, you got your ass whooped by your dad.
Yeah, it was mom. Man, like, they didn't, you know what I mean? They didn't put up with
your smarter, younger brothers
there, man. You know what I mean? When it came to the men getting educated.
He's got a thicker beard and everything.
Yeah.
So like in a Sumerian theology, though, there are like thousands of deities, right? But a lot of them are goddesses. You know what I mean? So they're women figures. And in fact, like a lot of the towns, you know, they all had like a spiritual center. You know, that's what the Ziggurat was, right?
Yeah, they all did.
Right, but a lot of the towns and villages actually designated a goddess as their patron. Like everybody
was the same way like the Spartans had Ares.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, like they all had their own god that looked over their town.
Right, exactly. And not only that, man, but in the year, it was like 2500 BC, somewhere like that, BCE. I don't know before Common Era. That's right. That's, they changed it, didn't they? Isn't that what that means?
Yeah, it used to be before Christ, and then,
is that true? Is that true, though? Was it before Christ? Is that really what it meant, or is that just what everybody thinks it meant?
I'm pretty sure that's what it meant, because AD was after death.
No, it was Americana Despucci, or something like that. I'm telling you, that's what it was.
I think you're lying.
It was some fucking Guido thing.
Look it up.
Somebody Google enough. That shit.
Honestly, I don't care.
No. I want everybody to know that I'm right and that you're an idiot. I want everybody to know that. All right. So in the year 2500, though, the Sumerians had a woman who was quote unquote king. I don't think they used the term like queen. You know what I mean? Back then, I just think they called whoever was in charge the king.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she was named Kababa. Right. And like so significant was Kababa. Like taking the throne over a man that, you know, it stuck in people, and she actually can be found in the king's list, right? That the Sumerians made, where it's like the chronological order of all the rulers, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't exclude anybody, even her. And, you know, she's right in there with, you know, like Gilgamesh, you know what I mean? It's like a big, big fucking deal.
I told you it was before Christ. It was what BC meant.
You're a fucking, yeah. Oh, we're gonna, I wasn't arguing that. I was arguing the AD.
AD was a nano domini.
See, I fucking told you.
In the year of our Lord.
Yeah, see? Bam. Oh, fucker. Man.
My
God. Being, not, yeah. being technically correct is the best kind of correct.
No. Yes, it is.
Man, whew, I'm still feeling it. Shit, right to the tips of my toes, man.
Being technically correct.
Over him. It's just a just better. I don't know why. It's just a better feeling.
Now, dude, these guys are, you know, even the like, dude, the fact that she got put on the Kings list,
yeah,
is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I mean, she must have done a good job. She must have been a badass if they, you know what I mean, thought that she deserves a spot on that list, which she does, obviously.
Yep, she had a full beard too.
Yeah, for sure, she had a full beard.
yeah, I don't think they're really big in the shaving back then.
No. Oh God.
Could you imagine?
Yikes.
Walk around looking like a Wookiee all day.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg in a headlock. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like she's stacked, but boy, you can weave that leg hair.
Oh, all right. God, please somebody move on. I can't take it
anymore. All right. Yeah, well, like with their, you know, because like we said, we're moving on from their social standings right now.
Right.
The Sumerians actually had a very complex and extensive view of the law. So it wasn't just like archaic nonsense. They had a legit like written rules.
Yeah, like not that just archaic bullshit, like eye for an eye bullshit.
No, it was more RoboCop.
Which it actually the
complex and extensive view of the law.
Eye for an eye is that Hammurabi code.
Yeah.
He got that from the Sumerians. Like he he kind of upped the ante.
Yes,
with that,
I would say
because they had a code like that, but that's actually where he got it from. Was from these guys.
He just they're like the OGs, man.
Yeah,
everybody's gonna bite off their shit.
Yeah, but he definitely pulled it straight from these guys
because
their earliest version was known as the Code of Urukagina.
Yeah,
I believe. I'm sure I'm butchering that.
You butcher everything. And you let us know about it every time.
I want people to know I'm not, you know, I'm not a expert at this. I did not look up a pronunciation guide for anything. And it's thought to have been conceived in the 24th century. It's right around the time for these guys.
Right. BCE. So that,
yeah.
Before Christ existed.
Yeah, exactly.
So got it. So you're right. Talking 2,400 years.
Okay. Yep.
Before Christ.
And this is, yeah. And it showed that the kings of the Sumerians thought of themselves as like father figures to their people.
Now,
instead of.
I seem to remember that being like what the emperor from Gladiator said. And that didn't go so good.
No. No, it didn't.
For young second so well. There, I thought you were
going Jacqueline Phoenix or whatever. Yeah, Jacqueline Phoenix. It didn't go so good for him.
As soon as you said emperor, my mind went straight to Star Wars.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Shao Kahn or something.
No, I was about to be like, what the hell did Sidious say that sounded anything like I'm a father figure?
Right.
I might have to go back and watch those movies again real quick.
Well, I mean, you know, being a father figure to your people and your citizens smells an awful lot like communism.
Oh, all man, you're going to ruin this for me?
No, I'm just saying, all for one for all. You know what I mean?
Well, no. In that respect, in the Three Musketeers, were fucking communists. And I fucking refuse to believe that when I go to the local store and I get myself a Three Musketeers bar, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm like contributing to the communist agenda.
That's a good point.
Well, no, what he wanted his... He wanted... the kings wanted their citizens to think that the king, the government, and all the people in their city-state as one large, like, family unit.
Mm-hmm. I get that. You know, everybody working for the greater good.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah, so everybody it was more of like, if you attacked your neighbor, you were attacking your brother.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes those two things are the same thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Probably more often than you would probably, like.
Back then, I think probably a lot more than you know. They didn't really like you know, look to leave a whole lot, I'm sure.
No.
I'd say, where's the nearest city? Oh, it's 8 days in the desert. Straight that way.
Yeah. 8 days in a fucking 3 week boat ride.
Yeah.
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 You'll find the next place that has more than 20 people at.
We'll see you at the holidays.
Well, not even, yeah, he wanted their kings wanted their people to think of themselves as family, right?
Right.
And
but he was the daddy.
Yeah, his yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Make no mistake.
Yeah, he's Daddy Gilgamesh over
yeah.
here. His rules were similar to the rules of a home. So it'd be nothing more than what your father would put on you or your mother would put on you.
Yeah, like you'd be grounded.
Yeah. Well, in this case, far worse than being grounded. At least some of these punishments were.
Right.
But because, you know, most of them, for, you know, most of the punishments for their crimes, besides, of course, you know, capital punishments, came in the favorite. Form of fines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. A large amount of the laws, you know, unfortunately have been lost to time. But
well, I bet you it's probably a bunch more in those 500,000 or however long it, like a million things that they found that they haven't even looked at yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Dude, just think about it. If just even just a rough guesstimation. Say they, you know, decoded out of, you know, the 500,000, even 100,000 of them.
Yeah.
Imagine the kind of stuff we'd be finding out about them.
That's a fucking lot, though.
I mean, you know, because they do say, man, you know,
it's like reading a thousand, like 100, that's like reading a 100,000 page book of a language you don't understand.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out. You know, I mean, like, that's why they're not doing it. It's not because they can't. It's a lot of fucking work. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think that's really what it comes down to is laziness. Like scientist laziness.
Well, then plus two, man, the problem is that you make one mistake. What happens if you're 50,000 tablets in and you realize
you got to start these all little over.
Etchings meant a completely different word and you had to go back to the beginning and start over?
I'd retire. I would do... I just shoot something myself. Else.
Yeah, just be like, yo, fuck all that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm gonna go work at McDonald's now, man. I'm
well, man, I you know, fuck.
It's been is real. That one of those?
You know, my whole life yeah. was dedicated to this.
Yeah, I just wasted my entire one shot at living.
Yeah,
doing this and got it wrong.
Great. Got one. Yeah, and then it threw off every other story after that.
Yeah,
you're like, this shit ain't making sense.
They didn't have beards at all.
Yeah, they didn't have beards.
This is saying he walked his dog to the moon. Like, that's not making sense. To me.
Yeah.
Is that metaphorical or is that like.
Well, no, dude, like enough of their writings have survived to gain like a decent understanding.
Right.
Of what the laws, you know, covered, you know, because mm-hmm. they covered both criminal and civil issues.
Got it.
And these laws specifically point out some of the capital offenses of the time. Which some of these are still, you know, enforced to this day.
Right.
You know, crimes such as robbery, adultery, albeit if only performed by a woman, of course, you know.
Of course.
Mm.
But not to exclude the men, like, there was a whole, you know, they had their own version, you know, their own law for adultery, in that taking the virginity of another man's virgin wife was a very large crime.
But I'm kind of in it. I'm kind of down with that.
Yeah.
You know how hard that is to find?
Yeah.
Like how long it took that poor man to find that then. One girl, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's like, dude, there's only fucking 12 women in the entire fucking village. And you've already slept with 11 of them. Yeah. It's like, now you had to go after my wife? Like I'd have a fucking problem with that too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was not like, they yeah, didn't bro. Yeah, they took that pretty seriously. And they did they hated it.
They should still take that really seriously. Fucked up.
But that dude, think of that. Doing that was a capital offense.
Yeah.
That wasn't like jail time. Dude, that's like, all right, you're dead.
Like, yeah.
That's how hard they went with that.
Mm. And above, the guy was kind of an asshole, so yeah. I mean, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, we don't really need him.
He's not going to be missed, I don't think, by anybody.
Of course, murder was their worst.
Well, of course,
of all offenses.
Well, it's got to be.
I mean, I think that's any you know, culture, basically, really.
You know what I don't notice in those rules? Like cannibalism. Like they seem to, I mean, they don't even mention it.
Yeah, nobody ever does. Nobody says don't eat people.
No, cannibal. No one ever thinks. Is that about
like an unwritten rule? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That I'm not aware of.
That's like, yeah, off the cuff stuff they have to come up with.
Yeah,
they're like, well, hold on.
We never thought another person would eat another person.
So we never thought we'd have to actually write that into the law.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
The fuck, man.
That would be a given.
Yeah, give me like at least an hour to think on this.
I gotta deliberate. Holy shit.
Let me get with a couple people. I'll get back to you. And, you know, end of work day tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah. It's like, well, you know, times are looking a little lean right now.
Just like your meat.
And dude, like, I don't know. The one, I never really got this law. And it's with other cultures as well, like the adultery thing. It's always been such a, you know, I mean, and it should be looked down upon. It should be if you're married.
Right.
But I mean, it's always like up there with like rape and murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not.
It's like, really, dude, all you're doing is just kind of cheating on your spouse. I mean, is it a bad thing? Sure it is. But I mean, to be up there with rape and murder.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, depending on the culture, but.
Boy, I'd have a lot of ex-dead girlfriends if that was still true. You
know? But no, like if you think about the Christians with adultery, you know, that was
you like go to hell marriage for eternity.
Was like God approved of it.
Yeah.
So to go outside of that would, you know, go in the face of God.
Right.
Which could very well be the case even with these guys, you know.
Yeah, true.
Their goddess of love sanctioned the marriage.
Mm.
So they took it literal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, back then, dude, like they took the gods literal, like
everything
deadly serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they put the god was in charge of this, if you fucked around with it, you pissed off that god. And everybody was mad at you for it because the gods could bring destruction to your culture.
Yeah.
Now, you see, like you would think everybody would just, every culture would worship the god of forgiveness.
I don't think any religion has that.
Exactly, bro. You know what I mean? Like, who's your God? My God's the God of forgiveness, bro. No matter what I do.
Well, that's because if the God ever showed up, it'd just be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
I forgive you.
Sorry.
All right. I forgive you.
Just next time.
Nobody had that. Nobody had that.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the cannibal? I'm sorry.
All right, fine. All right,
I kind of have no choice. Yeah. Rocking the hard place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you are one of my disciples.
But you know, the Sumerian laws were created with an almost like conditional logic structure, right?
Right.
So it's like a if this, then that cadence.
Right.
Okay. If you did this, this is going to be the consequence. Yeah.
Like for example, dude, like. If it was a man to a man, this is one of their laws,
right?
With a geshbu instrument, and if his nose was cut off, then that man shall pay 2/3 of silver mina, which is current. You know, a mina was one of their currencies,
right?
And a mina was a unit of measurement in the Sumerian culture, and it was around 60 shekels, which I didn't. Yeah. Didn't like last time you were surprised like a shekel was a real thing.
It is
me.
Yeah,
I was just about to say. I was about to ask if it was real because
it was
clearly. Maybe when I'm proven wrong, I don't pay attention.
No, clearly so, not.
I don't.
You're like, wait, but shekels are real? I was like, yeah,
that's hilarious.
But
it's like a hilarious name for money.
It was calculated to be around 1 1/4 pounds of silver.
Okay. All right.
So like. You cut off a man's nose,
it's like $100.
Here's a pound and a quarter of silver.
Yeah, it's like $125.
His wife, hey, you go to the gallows.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. I think I you know what. Go ahead and sleep with my wife.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get another chick without a nose.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
It's gonna be real hard to find another virgin wife.
Yeah.
With no nose.
First of all, just on its own with a full nose. Yeah, it's let alone half a nose, walking around like Skeletor with a fucking goatee. You know what I mean? You're not gonna make it, dude.
Yeah,
running around looking like a Red Skull.
Yeah,
yeah, like Red Skull. Like you, like a leper.
Just like you, no matter what, you and your douchebag fucking jockstrap fucking beard, bro, you ain't got a nose.
Nah.
Like, you're terrifying.
Yeah.
you will terrify our children.
Every time she asks you if she smells good, she's going to know you're lying.
So after the Sumerian Empire, man, was invaded, the Sumerian Empire was invaded and conquered by the Babylonians and the Amorites in the beginning of the second millennium BCE, the Sumerian culture, man, was starting to be overwritten by, you know, like anywhere else, man, that kind of has that kind of influx of, you know, conquerors and war, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That basically, you know, they're invading cultures, you know, basically their culture basically came like it kind of ceased to exist, or at least completely, or as any really, you know, political force.
So like they didn't have like nothing they did like carried any weight behind it anymore.
Nah, because I think basically, man, they probably got conquered by so many different people at that
time. They were eventually at that point assimilated to like, a bunch of different versions of.
It was kind of like how the Romans fell.
Yeah.
They had so many different cultures coming after them from all sides.
Yeah.
I mean, you're bound sooner or later, you know what I mean? With enough influx.
You can only get so big before your resources are thin the fuck way out. Yeah. You know, like you can only rule so much.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but after a significant time passed, you know, I mean, I guess like with all ancient cultures, man, you know, all knowledge of Sumerian history and technology and even the language and even the name Sumerian would be lost to the sands of time.
Is that like a Middle East joke? Because if it is, it's a gem.
No pun intended, I guess.
It reminds me of like Prince of Persia or something. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it was called the Sands of Time. Like, I think it was.
It was Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. Yeah.
I was. Nailed it.
There you go.
Thanks, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, see, the problem is, dude, like, even though they were lost to time,
Darko,
their accomplishments certainly weren't.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. I mean,
no, they persisted. I mean, yeah, you're not going to like take better ideas and not run with them.
Yeah. Or try to make them, run with them, making yours and improve upon them, I guess.
Right.
I mean, you know, but that was until the 19th century, man. So you're talking
like 4,000 years.
4,000 years, man.
Yeah, it was in that ballpark, 3,000, 4,000. That's a lot. That's a lot of years.
I mean, you know, I mean, think about all the stuff that got covered, ruined, destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
rebuilt.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know as well as anybody, you know, like, when these invading armies come, man, like,
they took everything.
They'll destroy everything to try to erase your complete history, like papers and documents, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's a brutal way to do shit, man.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you. We don't know how to read, so fuck you. We're going to burn it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
we're going to erase you from history.
Anymore. Yeah. It's like wow. Fucking, you know what I mean?
It's really mean.
But, you know, around the 19th century, man, their civilization was rediscovered in Iraq, buried amongst the desert.
Yeah.
And basically, like, you know, anything else over there in the desert, fucking Iraq, who the fuck would want to live there? God.
It wasn't always a desert.
No, no, you're right. No, it really wasn't always a desert. So, I mean, I guess we're talking, what, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. So who knows what it looked like then.
Right.
You know, but I did watch a thing about, you know, ancient Sumeria, Mesopotamia, where what the hell did they call it? It was like the fertile lot or whatever, but along the Mediterranean and really a good ways in was a really lot of truly fertile land.
Well, that was like the Tigris and Euphrates and all that shit was right around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and these guys were known for their their agricultural and, you know, like irrigation, you know what I mean?
Preparing for floods and stuff.
Yeah. And these guys have their shit together, man.
Yeah.
But it was basically, this always kills me, you know, basically was rediscovered. It was found,
right,
you know, basically by a British and a French archaeologist while they were actually looking for the remains of the ancient Assyrians.
So they found it by accident.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
They were looking for one thing.
Look what we found on purpose.
Yeah. Well, they were looking for one thing.
Like, here's
the, like, oh, fuck.
Well, here's
of
the
course
thing,
this is what we were looking for.
While they were looking for the Assyrians, they didn't even know the Sumerians existed.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job of wiping them fucking out of history, man.
Nobody knew these guys ever existed.
Yeah.
So it was pretty, you know, pretty lucky that these guys went looking for the Assyrians.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, it was like you said, man, you know, and it is lucky that they did find them because, you know, like this could have been a chapter in human history that was like such a big deal.
Yeah.
Could have just been lost once again to the sands of time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we, like it could have just got buried.
Yep.
And just, you know what I mean? And then that's a, you know, a part of our, I mean, I'm sure there's thousands and tens of thousands of years of our history that is just lost for that same exact reason.
Atlantis.
Yeah.
To name comes one. To mind.
Yeah.
Lemuria.
I mean, I'll but basically, that, man, it was like the dudes, these guys were scholars. And like, you know, back in, you know, in the 18, 1900s, man, like, you know, these.
I imagine guess, they all dressed like people did, like in like Sherlock Holmes movies.
Yeah. Even in the fucking desert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're still wearing a fucking tie. Like,
they're still British.
Like three-piece suits.
Still proper.
Yeah. Fucking
three-piece
tweed,
suits.
Fucking tweed suit in the middle of fucking Iraq in August.
Goddamn monocle.
Yeah. Look what we found.
We found something like, of huge cultural significance. But first, tea time.
Yes.
Yeah. Tea time. It's 137 degrees outside in the shade.
Tea and strumpets.
Yeah. I might be down with some tea and strumpets. But it was like scholars, man. Like this dude, Henry Rawlson, Julius Opert, Paul Hout, and Edward Rawlson.
And don't forget Dr. Henry Jones Jr. He was there. Rocking the leather.
Yeah, he was. With his bull whip and his fedora.
You know what just popped
in
my mind?
Satchel.
Like every time that I see
his man purse.
Like every single satchel. Time that I see that dude, what's his name? Giorgio Tsoukalos.
Yeah.
He is dressed like Indiana fucking Jones.
Dude, he kind of is like
there's
like,
no kinda. Like, he is.
Like he's when Indy's a khaki, professor.
He's full khaki and he's got a satchel.
Yep. Yeah, when he's out on his little excursions.
Yeah.
And when
he's
not
dressed just like Indiana Jones.
And when he's not, he dresses just like when Indy dresses as a professor.
Yeah. Love
so,
it.
I never caught that.
I don't know, man. He was pretty fly.
So I guess now instead of aliens, it's Indy done it. Ask
Sumerians.
Indy. Yeah, it was the Sumerians. But I mean, basically, man, like they were the leading researchers. And I think they were kind of like some of the first ones to try to attempt deciphering the Sumerian language in
right.
the cuneiform.
Right.
Which, dude,
that's a task.
That's a task, dude.
Fucking imagine trying, like we were saying earlier,
monumental.
Imagine trying to start this from scratch.
Yeah.
That's insanity, man.
Only the British.
Yeah. You're like,
figured it out.
Would have had
go
the audacity
to
even try.
Desert, find his dead language and spend the rest of my life trying to decipher it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically,
think about how hard that would have been.
Yeah.
Because you would have had to start at the earliest, like the, I guess would be the latest form of communication in the area.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember seeing a thing
slowly
where they say,
go back in time.
Well, I remember they're saying
until
like
until you could figure out what the hell these things are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It
probably took years to even figure out.
Well, I know they had to go back to like two or three different dead languages, but were still either being spoken or you know what I mean, to kind of start breaking it down.
Dude, let's
you know
be honest.
I mean?
Like there's some English words I look at and it's like I'm reading Sumerian. Because like I might as well be, because I have no fucking idea what it means. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
What I mean, that but basically, work? Man, you know, this is where they got lucky, you know, where we're lucky because this gave, basically gave, you know, historians the, you know, of the time, their first glimpse into this lost literature and of early Mesopotamia,
right,
which I'm sure probably changed, you know, at least some of the history book.
It's right. It changed the standing history of the world.
Yeah.
Where they thought it was, it sent it back a long ways.
You know, and if you want to believe some of it, man, I've also seen and read some things about this where like they were saying, like some of them ziggurats were up before the Sumerians.
Well, yeah, it's like, aliens have been here for hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Don't you know? It was reptilians.
Duh.
You idiot.
But basically, man, check this out, dude. Since this initial find, archaeologists have recovered. I mean, like, you know, your average stuff, you know what I mean? Like the pottery, art, sculptures. But then they found somewhere in the neighborhood of like 500,000 clay tablets.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Which most have yet been translated.
Right.
So, I mean.
Yeah, so fuck you, British people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking slack.
Get better. All right.
Get on.
Americans would have had all of these done by now.
Yeah, by now.
In 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And would have claimed it all as our own.
Yeah.
So get on that shit, will you? But dude, I will say this about him. Have you ever seen some of that Sumerian art, man? Like them sculptures?
It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Bro, them guys were fucking amazing. Like their skill level is beyond reproach when it comes to them fucking statues, well, see, man.
You know what I think a lot of people tend to forget about ancient people?
What?
Was that even though Sumeria was different in the chance that your father was a stonemason, you didn't have to be a stonemason, right? But I think a lot of people tend to forget that's how it was.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, your father learns how to, you know, your great-great-great-grandfather started chiseling rock into statues. He taught his son. He taught, you know, down the generations.
But see, I think, like, you know.
Dude, these people were incredibly good at what they did.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it was like you were saying, like, you know, with the older cultures and so many other, you know, cultures where, you know, if you're a mill worker, you're always going to, you know, your family's a mill worker.
Yeah.
If you're a farmer, you're a farmer.
Oh, but, God, does this mean my sons are going to be podcasters?
Just hopefully successful ones.
God, no. Yeah. We can only hope for better for our kids. They do better than we do.
But, I mean, you know, like, I think. To reach the skill level like you were talking about, it would be something that would have to be generationally handed down.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't have to be a
master apprentice, that kind of shit.
You're going to learn it, man. Just being around it.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're growing up with your dad, you're handing him the chisels and whatnot. Yeah. You know, you're eventually going to start picking up on it.
Yeah. And he's going to teach you little tricks of the trade. You know what I mean? So then, you know, you're going to try to make money.
Not everybody's a Da Vinci. You know what I mean? Like, some people aren't very good artists.
Yeah.
No. But then, like, it's just a lot of people will be like, oh, no, there's no way human hands made this. But yeah, dude, but you have 2,000 years of the same people carving the same kind of rock.
You see, that's where, like,
you're going to have, eventually, you're going to get people who are fantastic at it.
Yeah, they're fucking master crafters.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and people and tend I agree to forget with you.
That humans do have the capability of doing, like, incredible
fuck
things.
You. Fuck you.
We do.
Fuck you.
I agree with you on that, man. Sometimes I don't think we give
all that is because it's crying in the face.
I think we give them too much credit.
Aliens.
God damn it.
Aliens.
I think we give them too much credit.
Sometimes I don't think we give them enough. No, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying, you know, we might not have had a little intervention here and there.
Yeah.
Now, we all know aliens don't exist. All right. Let's just get that out there.
But I think that we were clever enough, we could have pulled some of this off.
Yeah, easily.
You mean like destroying civilizations and wiping them out of the history books for thousands of years?
Oh,
we're
pretty
good at that.
Dude, no, yeah, we don't need to work on that. We got that fucking locked.
We're master craftsmen, as you say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our craft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Destroying entire
annihilation.
Civilizations.
Yeah, complete and utter annihilation of history. But I mean... There was also land that was also referenced in the Bible as the land of Shinar. But, you know, until the discovery of Sumer, this was only thought to have been allegorical and never actually existed.
Fair enough. Like,
so they were like, they were referring to it. In the Bible, but it was, they didn't remember the name or something. Instead of saying Sumer,
hey, at least they Shinar. Started with an S. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
S and
yeah, but Shinar sounds like it's filled with like orcs and like elves.
Yeah, that's a D&D campaign. Elf archers. Is what that is. You know
what I mean? Like that's what that sounds like. You know what I mean?
He's a ninja, he's a ninja.
Yeah,
he's a ninja clan, the Shinar ninja clan.
Yeah, it kind of does sound like a roving group of ninjas. Whatever it is, Peter Jackson's gonna go and film there and make a movie.
But so you do like. But here's a good point to what you were saying. You know what I mean? Like when you mentioned Atlantis, bro. Like this is just another city that you know was supposedly fable, I guess maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know. That turned out to be another thing that turned out to be true.
Yeah. I mean, think about like when they wrote the Bible.
Yeah.
If the name Sumer or whatever it was in that language wasn't even remembered, it wasn't even that long compared not to really. Now.
I mean, considering
it wasn't that long of a period of time,
a couple thousand years.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, for it to be like completely
it might have been passed down orally.
Yeah,
throughout the generations,
like probably the great
Sumer civilization that eventually, right. After the telephone game, it changed into Shinar,
right?
And like you said, probably orally through like the tribal clans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's not like the people of Sumeria were all killed off when they were taken.
No, they were just assimilated.
Yeah, exactly. They at least their descendants. Would have still been passing down the stories.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of like paganism, you know what I mean, where, you know, Samhain became Halloween, winter solstice became Christmas, you know what I mean? It kind of like their original beliefs in, you know, in their way of life just kind of assimilated with other cultures.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was a dominant theory.
That's going to happen no matter what. Yeah, that's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, there's no way around it.
No. But, you know, going back, backwards slightly, you know, talk about the Sumerian, like the pantheon of their gods,
right?
And it was like we've said it's like it was numerous to say the least, somewhere like past 3,000 gods.
Well, that's what those other 500,000 clay tablets are, is just each one of their gods
and a quick bio. Like yeah exactly a yeah. Quick bio of who they are, area of influence.
Damn, you know. Yeah, like their damage points, hit points.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are like tap their mana or whatever. What am I saying that right?
Yeah, yeah, you are.
I am saying that right.
Yeah. Cool. I'm gonna tap 3 red mana to summon the summon on
ancient magic
Lord of the heavens.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm gonna summon the god of waterfalls with the god of the oceans.
Yeah.
Your fire attack has no power on me.
Gilgamesh's mask, all that kind of shit. Yeah. You know how much that tablet's worth now? Wish I'd have held on to that.
Yeah. Dude, damn, man. I had like 4 of them, too.
But they weighed fucking 30 pounds a piece. I mean, it was hard to move them all the time.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm getting older. I threw them back 3 times.
Yeah, just loading these into the car.
I got these fragile bones.
But the core of their gods, though, was surrounded by like specific figures, though.
Okay,
they'll get back kind of
like
back
the main ones, right? So they have like main big guy gods.
Yeah, kind of like with the Greeks. You know, they had the Zeus, Poseidon, like Zeus. Hades, Ares, Hera. Right. Right.
But then they had all their little minor gods.
Yeah,
they had the core who were known to do the most.
Yeah,
and then these off. The fringe ones.
The largest, like I think, like the things largest relatable to their everyday lives.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Yeah.
And you know, like I already said his name, but An, who is the Lord of the Heavens, right?
Right.
He's considered to be the supreme deity.
Well, he's like a Christian god, basically.
He's like the sky. He's like the skies and like
Ra. Essentially. He's like Ra from Egypt. Yeah, from Zeus Egypt. And stuff, Odin and all that.
Yeah.
And then there was Enki, who was the water god. We had talked about him last episode.
We actually did. Yeah.
He's known as the friend of the human race. You know.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Yeah. He was always one credit.
He was, yeah, he was credited for like something.
Creating humans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Creating, yeah.
And thus, that was nice. He became their
our OJ, protector. He was a cool dude.
Yeah.
So naturally, he would be our protector.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was the one who made the concept of kings and rulers and all that kind of stuff.
Well, everybody's, you know, nobody, they're not all winners.
No, not every one of your ideas is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a take home off. Run, yeah. But, you know. Yeah.
Well, interesting side note to Anki, that's going to actually a little precursor for our next episode. Anki is considered to be an extraterrestrial, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, part of the
wink, wink.
I don't. Yep.
Yeah. Any what? Reason to put in aliens?
Yeah,
because everything involves them. Ghosts,
part of the Anunnaki.
Goddamn, yeah. Bigfoot. You know who really committed? You know who really
the Chupacabra
committed?
Was an alien. Really, he was really part of the Anunnaki.
Yeah, you know who committed the Amity? Was not the Amityville. Was the Villisca Axe murders? Oh. The clock. Where was his name? What was his name?
Click Clacks.
Click Clacks. It was him.
But you know, the Vikings also had.
Yeah. What's that? More credit than they deserve?
But we had,
if you like, you know, if you're really into Vikings and you do not have like a Nordic lineage, you're an asshole.
Oh, okay. I guess. Yeah, that was
what about if you're really into Japanese culture and anime?
Those are called weebs.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wanting to know for my wife is all, you know?
It's anime.
Yeah. Well, it's hentai.
Hentai, get it?
Yeah, it's not porn, it's hentai.
It's artistic, and it's filled with tentacles.
I gotta say, you know, unless you're fucking 7'10" and full of hair, then you must be an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
With a size 32 foot.
If you are into Vikings and you are in fact Irish, you're an idiot. God bless you. Bless your heart. Leave it. Bless your heart.
Unless you're
to be fair, leaving Leopard to Ireland. Yeah.
It's why I'm so into aliens. Because I am in fact from the moon.
He was probed as a child.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly probed.
My uncle
can you probe the Willem?
Oh, yeah, you can probe the Willem. Yeah.
You know, he's at the point now where they pull up and he's just like, no, I know the drill, bro.
What was that thing? What was that thing?
Deeper, from, deeper.
Beer fest. He's like, I'm shitting pancakes, man.
It's like, dude, this is a fourth probe. I don't think you're getting deep enough.
No.
Like,
yeah,
are you looking for?
Whatever it is.
Yeah, bring over that
a bigger one.
Yeah, the Palladian anal decimator. Bring that over. Why don't you strap that on, you fucking pussy? What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah. I think we're talking about the Sumerians.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we're talking about the gods. I just got done talking about Anki.
Oh yeah, okay.
Now, and Leo is supposed to be Enki's brother.
All right.
Let me get some of that Anki Panky.
Get some of that Anki.
The Anki Panky. That's what the aliens.
Come on, girl, give me some of that Anki Anki.
Yeah, the Anki Panky, man.
Oh god.
It's the Sumerian skeet skeet. You know what I'm saying? That's it. We'll pop some of the Anki on you. Oh God, I hope my mother's not listening to this.
100% she will be. Whether or not she makes it through to this part.
She's my biggest fan.
But like I was saying, and Lil was supposed
Happy birthday, Mom. It was just her birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
I know.
Anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to say it again, but yeah, Enlil was the god of the atmosphere and that control. Yeah, he controlled the wind, the air, and the storms.
So he's like the Bill Gates of Sumerians.
Yeah, he's the atmosphere. He's the heart machine.
Yeah. Well, Bill Gates owns the patents to those machines.
Oh, the Harper, right?
He bought them like not that long ago.
Did he know? I didn't know.
For real? He really? That's a true.
Yeah, that's not a. That's well, not I don't a good know if it's a true
story,
us.
But it's a story I read.
It's not a good sign for us. We're about to go to wait in Sumerians.
I read it on. I did read that on Infowars.com. So it's just no telling if that's true.
But he also gave, and Lil also gave human spells.
Right.
That'll make spirits. Essentially make a spirits obey them.
Oh, that's
basically
cool.
Make a bitch a ghost is bitch, basically.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of times it's, you know, a spell you put on the outside of your house so evil spirits can't come in.
Or if you like summon them, they have to like do whatever you tell them to do.
Like do your yard work and shit.
Yeah.
Like a necromancer.
They didn't have yards, they're in the desert.
Tend to my cactus.
Yeah.
That's where like the Zen gardens came from, was there?
Because there was no fucking shrubbery to be had.
No, it was just rocks and sand.
Fuck, we'll just draw fucking pictures in the sand.
And the heat. The goddamn heat.
Well, another one of their gods was Inanna, right?
Yes.
He was the god of love and war, and she was called the Queen of Heaven.
Is that where Rihanna came from?
Yes, exactly.
She's the god of love and war.
See, yeah, little known fact, Rihanna is actually a Sumerian goddess.
Yeah. She's 5,000 years old.
Yeah. Looks great for her age.
Hell yeah, she does. She looks great for her age. What's your secret? Sucking the souls out of virgins.
Well, she's from the islands.
But yeah, Rihanna was also linked to the planet Venus. And was likely like one of the most popular Sumerian gods.
Probably. Well, isn't Venus though like the sign of like the women's symbol essentially?
Yeah, why is it always Venus?
It's many cultures. Well, because you can see it. It's like a star. Yeah. It's like the second brightest star or something like that. And it was one of the brightest. I think it might be the second besides like the North Star or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty prominent.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like when you have zero light pollution. You know, everywhere on the planet, you're looking at the Milky Way, you're going to notice the brightest things and they'll associate shit with it.
Yeah, every time.
But then you also had Utu, who was the sun god. He was also the god of divine justice.
Yeah. That's right.
This is the dude setting shit right.
Yeah, pretty much. Whenever somebody did something against the gods, he was the one to call, pretty much. Then you also had, he was also the son of Nanna, the moon god and the goddess of fertility, and the goddess of Ningal.
Ningal. You would think Nanna would have been the woman.
Yeah.
But all right.
I doubt it's pronounced Nanna.
So every time my kids speak to their grandmother, they're calling her the moon god. It's cool. She'll be happy to know that.
Yeah, she's been elevated pretty damn high.
Yeah, yeah. You're not just a grandma.
Yeah, you're the moon god.
You're the moon grandma.
that's like big boy grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet, Ninhursag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was
there's no Jeffs. You know what I mean?
No. Not one of these dudes have an easy name.
This
is the god of mediocrity, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not Frank. It's not Frank, the moon god.
Well, known as the mother goddess and was associated with nature and life.
Frank would be like the god of like Philly cheesesteaks. You know what I mean?
I would pray to that dude every day.
Or hot sauce.
Again, I'd pray to him every day.
God of hot sauce.
And lastly, kind of rounded off their core pantheon,
right?
Is actually Nanna,
right?
And the god of moon and wisdom, Nanna is actually one of the oldest gods in the Sumerian religion, and he was first mentioned during the earliest writings of excuse me, of the Sumerians, and was believed to be, in fact, like the earliest, like due to the fact that early Sumerians were actually hunter-gatherers.
Okay.
And all the moon would have more importance to them than the sun, actually.
Yeah, because, well, I guess at night, you know what I mean? It's like the that's when the predators come out. And
Yeah.
But I think a lot of them probably hunted at night too, right? Because there's more animals and shit that were like nocturnal.
Yeah,
I would think so, especially, you know, in that area.
It's harder for them to see you coming and all that.
Not just that, but I mean, you got
things. Plus, you would have the sun is incredibly hot. You can't do a whole lot during the day.
Oh, yeah. Shit ain't really moving around.
I forget where they are.
Yeah.
Shit ain't really moving around.
You have to stay in. But then if you have a full moon, you can see everything. You can go hunting.
Yeah, they're hunting and gathering on like the fucking surface of the sun.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, how about we just kind of wait till dusk or something, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can we wait for like a cloud?
This is so fucking hot.
It's just like, yo, what the fuck is going on? But I mean, like, dude, I know that they did show a thing where one of their biggest ziggurats, like one of their biggest warship centers that's still standing. Yeah. When you look at the main stairs as it goes up, it's in perfect alignment when the moon is at its highest at its zenith during the year. And it's like in perfect alignment, man. Like these guys were like fucking,
that's pretty impressive
shit, man. Like,
it's kind of like with the Egyptians lining them up to the,
with Sirius.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the true cardinal directions too.
Yeah.
It was the three stars of Sirius.
Yeah.
Or of Orion's belt.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, true north, south, east, west.
Yeah, true north.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, but the thing is, it's not that this is why I don't think that people should get that much credit because, the aliens are the ones who put the rocks there and they told them which direction to point them in. So, I mean, it's not really that fucking hard.
Dude, imagine you're like, okay, when the moon's at its highest, we need to mark where that is. That's where we're going to put this temple. They finish it out. The moon gets the highest, is slightly off to the left. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Tear it down. Start it again.
We got to start over. I know we lost 20,000 slaves building this damn thing.
Let's bring in 5,000.
Double time it.
Yeah. Now we're going to have to invade twice as many countries. Let's get this shit right next time.
Yeah.
Dude,
way to go, right, Frank.
Yeah, way to go, Frank, the god of mediocrity.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Damn it. All right. Foreman's approved a shit ton of overtime.
I told you not to play last night.
Like, you ever think they might have just stepped back and just went,
eh, close enough?
You know, you
can barely close enough, man.
You only notice it if you're looking for it, you know?
Yeah.
But if you kind of tilt your head,
clients are going to be looking for it, dude.
Yeah. All you got to do. I'll tell you what you do. You just make this, you just chip away at the stairs. You make them a little bit more slanted down the walk on the right. Problem solved. That's what I do. I solve problems.
Yep. We're going to come in on time and under budget.
Yeah.
Regardless.
All right. Well, that's Sumerians part two, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Like I said, man, these guys have been folks. Real fun. Like, it's been real fun to research them, talk about them.
These guys were amazing, man. Like,
they really were, man. Like, yeah, there's a lot of cool shit about them. If you don't know anything about them, I mean, there's a billion and one documentaries and shit to watch.
And even what we've touched on
is so minimal.
Doesn't even
surface. Yeah, it's just surface area coverage. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
Hours.
Yeah.
Of like
this entire podcast up, would be dedicated to the fucking Sumerians if we did it.
I mean, it's literally like just glazing over it, bro.
Right.
Because these guys were so in depth.
But next week. We're back in my fucking ballpark, baby.
We get to the meat of things.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get to the truth.
It's out there.
To the truth.
What, the aliens don't exist? In that,
that he's giving no appreciation.
Not fucking exist.
Yeah, he's gonna spend the entire next episode giving no appreciation
to humanity.
Things that humanity has accomplished.
No, what I'm going to do
is no,
Justin,
he's gonna do
if Justin runs his next fucking
episode,
mouth one more time,
I'm going to erase him from history. I'm going to talk nothing but trash about the Anunnaki.
I'm going to take out his entire family line. I'm going to hack in. I'm going to delete his birth certificate and his social security.
I'm going to erase that the face of the planet.
I'm going to erase that motherfucker.
Move into his house like it's conquered territory.
Yeah. Just like take over your pool.
This is my pool now, motherfucker.
And I annexed his trampoline. All right, guys. So yeah, like a little hint next week. We get into the realm of a little bit of the ancient alien stuff, man.
And we still continue on with Sumerians because
It's not gonna be too far off topic with these guys, man. Because
it's really not
a lot of this stuff. I mean, of course, it's more recent now, but I mean, a lot of the stuff we're gonna talk about next week does have a basis in their history and in their stories.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
and a big one.
I mean,
it's pretty it's deep into their lore, man.
Right. And I want to say one word so bad. It's like eating me fucking alive inside. And it starts with an A.
Finally coming out of the closet.
Anal.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a probe currently doing this episode.
It's like, well, I probe myself. What you gonna do to me? Ain't gonna do
I told you they were pussies. They can't handle me. They can't handle me.
He's like, let me show you how to do that.
My doctor told me I have the deepest anus minimal, he's ever seen.
Yeah,
that's a minimal career.
Minimal.
And what the fuck are all these computer chips doing in there?
Yeah. That's what keeps it running. I had to incorporate technology because it's just the meat suit just wore right out. All right, guys. So the word, by the way, I wanted to use was Anunnaki.
Anunnaki.
And we're going to get into those motherfuckers next week, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they're fascinating. Yep.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again for joining us. As always, we love you very much. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next week.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Later.